昨天晚上有弟兄姊妹告诉我说我在讲台上面的声音忽大忽小。
Last night some brothers and sisters told me that the audio is coming in and out.
我以为我这个有问题。
I thought there was something wrong with my mic.
今天早晨我才知道是这个东西有问题。
This morning, and then I realized there was a problem with the microphone.
好，我们我想希望今天下午是没问题，现在没问题吧。
I hope there's no issue with the microphone this afternoon.
我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's read the word of the Lord together.
弟兄姊妹打开启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
当
Revelation chapter 1.
当第二十节
Revelation chapter 1 verse 20
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘那七星就是七个教会的使者七灯台就是七个教会
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstandsThe seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
我们请看第二章。
Let's take a look at chapter 2.
一节。
Verse 1.
要写信给以弗所教会的使者。
The angel of the church in Ephesus.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我知道你的行为。
I know your deeds.
第七节
Verse 7
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches
后面我继续读下去凡有耳的就应当听得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃
To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
第八节
Verse 8.
要写信给士美拿教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write. Verse 9.
我知道你的患难。
I know your tribulation.
哦，十一节
Verse 11.
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听得胜的必不受第二次死的害
He who has an ear let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death
第十二节
Verse 12
要写信给别加摩教会的使者
And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write
三节
Verse 13
我知道你的居所
I know where you dwell.
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听得胜的我必将那隐藏的玛瑙赐给他
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna.
八节
Verse 18
要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write
第十九节
Verse 19
我知道你的行为
I know your deeds
二十六节
Verse 26
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的我要赐给他权柄制服列国
He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end to him I will give authority over the nations
二十九节
Verse 29
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听
He who has an ear let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches
第三章
Chapter 3 Verse 1
要写信给撒迪教会的使者
The angel of the church in Sardis write.
第五节,
Verse 5.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣,
he who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments.
第六节,
Verse 6.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,
he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第七节,
Verse 7.
要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者,
the angel of the church in Philadelphia write.
八节,
Verse 8.
我知道你的行为,
I know, Verse 8. I know your deeds.
第十二节,
Verse 12.
得胜者,我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
三节,
Verse 13.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Verse 14.
要写信给老底家教会的使者。
The angel of the church in Laodicea write.
十五节,
Verse 15.
我知道你的行为,
I know your deeds.
21节,
Verse
21. 得胜的,我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne.
22节,
Lastly, verse 22.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我这次的负担呢,和弟兄姊妹是讲这个人子和登台的奥秘。
My burden this time around is to share on the mystery of the Son of Man and on the golden lampstands.
我们说过,启示录呢, 是在末后时代对教会可以说最重要的一封书信。
He said that Revelation is the most important book to the church in the end times.
这本书呢, 是为着耶稣基督的启示。
This book is for the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们知道这是神心中最重要的事情。
And we know that this is the most important matter in God's heart.
神是何等的爱他的儿子。
Because God so loved his son.
很希望他的儿子能够被所有的人都认识。
God wants his son to be known by all people.
基督主耶稣成全了神的旨意。
Because Christ has fulfilled God's will.
本已经立他为主为基督了。
And God has established Jesus as the Christ.
所以主耶稣把基督的意义完成。
The Lord Jesus has accomplished the meaning of God.
那么这个人子所说明的特性就是基督的特性。
And so the characteristics of this Son of Man is the characteristics of God.
但希望这一个特性呢,让所有的人都能看见。
And God wants all people to know these characteristics.
那么怎么样能让人看见呢?
And so how will people come to know this?
但是借着教会成为发光的灯台把它照射出来。
It is through the church being this lampstand that shines on Christ.
所以启示录一开始当我们进入这黑暗的时期的时候,
the revelation begins that as we enter into this time of darkness,
神的心就是何等的巴望,
God's heart is so clear,
在全地的各个教会都像灯台一样的发光,
wants all the churches of all places to be like this lampstand and shine.
所以在启示录开头第一章里面,
so in the beginning of Revelation chapter 1,
他就用这个灯台来说明教会的意义,
uses this lampstand to speak of the meaning of the church.
这对我们是重要的提醒,
and this is an important reminder for us.
告诉我们教会必须要发光,
tell us that the church needs to shine.
教会发光才能为基督做见证,
because only through the church shining light can there be the testimony of Christ.
早晨我们弟兄说得很好啊,
morning, our brother shared really well.
虽然摩西是神忠心的仆人,
even though Moses was a loyal servant to God,
但是神的见证是托付给整个以色列民族的,
but the testimony of God is to be revealed to all of Israel.
这是一个团体,
a corporate body.
神不以光得着摩西为满足的,
God is not satisfied with just Moses.
今天主在地上也是一样,
Today, the Lord is the same way. The Lord is not satisfied with just individual people who love the Lord.
是教会的见证,
but He wants the testimony of the church. Especially in these end days today.
神希望神也要求地上的教会能够成为一个发光的灯台。
God requires the church to be the shining lampstand.
所以昨天晚上我们已经讲过了这个灯台的意义。
Last night we shared about the meaning of the lampstand.
我们讲过这个呢,是所有弟兄姊妹的责任。
Said that this is the responsibility of every brother and sister.
这个金金的灯台呢,有四个重要的点。
And there are four important aspects of this golden lampstand.
这是我们今天在地上教会生活中最重要的追求。
And this is the most important pursuit of our church life today.
我们昨天讲了,这个灯台所代表四方面的意义,第一个是纯洁。
Yesterday we shared on four aspects of the golden lampstand. The first, to be a pure gold.
第二个是合一,
second is to be of oneness.
第三个是美丽,
third is to be beautiful.
第四个是有亮光,
fourth is to shine forth light.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们必须追求教会的纯洁。
So today we need to pursue the purity of the church.
竭力促进神儿女们的这个合一。
We need to pursue oneness amongst brothers and sisters.
在教会中让人能看见主的美丽,
so that through their church, people can see the beauty of Christ.
并且教会必须活在圣灵的光中,
also, the church needs to live in the light of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须按照主所要求的这个光景, 教会才能成为一个灯台。
We need to live according to these requirements in order to shine forth as a lampstand.
对弟兄姊妹们, 这是神给我们一个重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is the important reminder from God. We know that the Lord has accomplished the work the Father hath given to Him.
在他那一面,
and the nine characteristics of the Son of Man has been listed out.
现在我们的责任是什么呢?
Now, what is our responsibility?
我们的聚会 能不能成为一个发光的灯台?
Is whether our church can be the shining lampstand.
非常重要的事情。
Very important matter.
其实这个金金的灯台呢, 我们昨天讲了这四个点。
So regarding these seven golden lampstands, yesterday we shared on four points.
是呢, 它里面包含的意义还有很多。
But actually, it also still, there are many meanings to these.
今天呢,我再接着呢,交通一点,这四方面的意义。
And so today I'll continue sharing on these four different aspects.
这个灯台是用纯金做的。
So this golden lampstand is made of pure gold.
不仅它是纯洁的,
not only is it pure,
并且是贵重的,
but it is also very expensive.
金子给人的感觉都是很贵重的,对吧?
You know that gold has a high value to people.
而是我们生活中很多重要贵这个尊贵的东西都用金子来表达.
Many things of great value are compared against gold.
它不仅是尊贵,
not only is it of great value,
对, 它是很沉重的,
but it is also very weighty.
金子都很重.
You know that gold is very weighty.
金金的灯台呢?
So these seven golden lampstands.
有些读经的人用现在的这个重量来说明的，大概是102磅。
Some people have said that the weight of this in today's terms is 102 pounds.
102磅，这个也蛮重的，很少有个灯台这么重，对不对？
And a lampstand weighing 102 pounds is pretty heavy.
那么并且呢,我们知道金子这个性质它是不太会变化。
We know that gold also has another attribute, it does not change much.
它能经得起时间的考验。
And stand against the test of time.
长时间它都不起变化。
Even after a long time, it does not change.
对呢,弟兄姊妹们,今天这个也是今天教会在地上所应当注重的。
Brothers and sisters, this is also something the church needs to pay attention to.
到我们蒙恩得救之后啊,
after we have been saved.
姊妹们, 我们有了一个身份,
after we have been saved by grace, we now have this identity.
我们是何等尊贵的身份,
and how, what a great royal identity this is.
啊,
not only are we Christians,
我们是神的儿女,
we are the children of God.
多么尊贵的一件事情,
and so what a valuable identity this is.
用姊妹们, 有很多时候我看, 今天地上神的儿女们并不领会这个点,
I feel that many brothers and sisters today don't realize the weight of this.
我们都不知道在我们身上所产生的变化,
don't realize the transformation that has been wrought in us.
变得何等的尊贵,
we have become so majestic.
今天听到一个弟兄的见证, 蛮好的,
I previously heard of the testimony of a brother and I thought it was very good.
这个弟兄呢, 他呢, 很有热心传福音,
brother had a great fervor in sharing the gospel.
他有一阵子在哪里传呢? 在这个伦敦的这个 SOHO 这个区传福音。
So he shared in the SOHO district of London.
到这个 SOHO 地区啊, 是这个伦敦呢, 这个最低级的地区。
And the SOHO district in London was a very low class.
犯罪事情在那里。
For many prostitutes and criminals who resided there.
有一次他就在那里传福音,
so he was sharing the gospel there.
结果呢, 有一个帮派的很多的人呢, 跑来围着他,
and as he was sharing there, one time a gang surrounded him.
他们想要抢他的钱,
and they wanted to rob his money.
我们这个弟兄站在那里看着他们呢,
so the brother stood there and looked at them.
忽然大声对他们讲,
loudly proclaimed at them.
你们知不知道我是谁啊?
Do you know who I am?
什么人啊?
And so these people said, who are you?
他说, 我是神的王子,
that I am the prince of God.
就说你王子啊?
They said, you're a prince.
王子,
because the king had this royal family.
他们就准备嘲笑他,
and so they laughed at him.
但是很奇妙, 他们那个领头的人啊,
but very interestingly, the leader of that gang was from Italy. So that person had a Catholic background.
他知道, 哦, 这个人呢,
so he realized that this person was some preacher in the church.
然后呢,
and so he turned and spoke to all his companions. That you cannot touch this man.
现在, 你们每个人都拿出点钱给他,
or rather, take some money out of your pockets and give it to him.
没有抢到钱,
and so these people, not only did they not rob this man, but they gave him money.
也不敢不听话,
and they don't dare not listen to this man.
问我们弟兄,你在哪里? 你教会在哪里?
So they asked the brother, where is your church?
到几条街之外,
it was a couple of streets down.
你们听好了,
but this man said, listen well.
下个礼拜去那里聚会,
next week, go meet at that place.
兄姊妹们, 啊, 我们的弟兄啊, 知道自己的身份,
brothers and sisters, this brother knew his identity.
却, 今天我们看不出来,
today we can't see this.
有一天神的种子要在荣耀里一同显现,
one day this, the weightiness of all this will be revealed.
我们将来都是与基督一同作王的,
one day we'll all reign with Christ.
现在我们外面不可以骄傲,
today outwardly we cannot be proud.
但是我们不能失去里面这个尊严,
we should not forget about this in our hearts.
教会乃是属天的,
because the church is heavenly.
教会不应该被地上的事物拉下去,
church should not be dragged down by things of the world.
看看今天地上的教会,
but look at the churches in the world today.
失去了这个尊贵,
they have forgotten this royalty.
并且呢, 我们有很多时候在这个世界中有各式各样的难处兴起来,
and in this world there are so many difficulties that arise.
还有各式各样不同的教训之风,
and there are so many discipline actions.
就吹着你看今天地上的教会摇摇晃晃,
that result in the church sort of swaying back and forth.
儿女们也摇摇晃晃,
brothers and sisters are swaying back and forth.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会是金金的灯台, 是稳重的,
But brothers and sisters, a church should be a golden lampstand and stand firm.
要站稳啊,
need to stand firm.
到保罗在世的日子,
when Paul was on earth,
写了13封书信,
he wrote 13 epistles.
6个教会都提醒说,
and he told the 6 churches to stand firm.
这个金子是有重量的,
because there is a weight to this gold. Not something that can be just blown away by wind. So today the church needs to stand against this test.
哎呀,过去这些年,弟兄姊妹,你原谅我讲,那个世上弄了一个什么选举,我们看见全美国教会都大乱。
And forgive me for saying this, but in the past couple of years, we saw that there was this election, and all the churches of the nation, all the churches were in chaos, but we must not forget. We are better than this. We are more royal than
this.
So let the church not let go of this majestic position. We need to stand firm against this test. So this pure gold has these aspects of meaning as well. Is something that we ought to pursue.
这个合一呢,
and so this oneness
也可以说明它的简单和和睦,
simply said, we can also say that it is harmony. Simple.
我很喜欢我们从前年长的弟兄讲到神是简单的神。
In the past, the elder brothers used to say that God is a simple God.
The simplicity of God.
Regarding the simplicity of God. So good. Brothers and sisters, you see this lantern is just made of one piece of gold. And so in this oneness, there's a simplicity.
我感谢主啊,
so I thank the Lord.
我感觉呢,弟兄运动啊,
that the result of the brethren movement left in me a great benefit. There are two great points.
一个就是简单,
one is simplicity.
到从前呢,这些从天主教留下来的那种遗传弄得教会变得很复杂。
That these people as descendants of well, those of a Catholic background, their faith has become very complex. And so they have to attend a great building. And in service, they have to wear these really decorated clothes and these large hats. And so as, even as they enter into the assembly, that in front of them needs to be someone bearing these candles. You look at the Catholic gatherings today, you'll continue to see this. But the Brethren movement taught us that true worship is in spirit and in truth. Thank the Lord that today our gathering has become simple. That we can worship God in any place. Service has also become simple.
弟兄姊妹们,简单啊,
brothers and sisters, simplicity is a secret.
侍奉主啊,不要太麻烦,
there needs to be so much trouble in service.
我常常有的时候,开侍奉聚会的时候啊,
but often when we serve at church,
弟兄们啊,有的时候啊, 为着一点点的小事啊,哇,大家争论了一两个钟头。
Brothers would argue for an hour or two over a very simple matter.
像,去买一瓶水。
For example, buying water.
哎呀,有的人就讲这个牌子好,那个牌子不好,会争上一两个钟头的。
Some people say this brand of water is better than that brand of water, and they would argue over this for an hour or two.
对,我常常提醒弟兄们。
So I often remind the brothers,
if
For matters that can be addressed in 5 minutes, let's not spend 2 hours.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你越多注意事物,
you focus on the physical things,
难处就越大,
more difficulties will arise.
单个处理一下就可以了,
because this can be handled with simplicity.
人的心不要注意在这些事物上面,
let our hearts not focus so much on these objects.
对这个事物啊,
don't pay so much attention to spiritual things, but you pay great attention to physical things. Because we have experience living in this physical world.
兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要被提醒,
need to be reminded.
教会的事物越简单越好,
simpler the service in the church, the better.
There'll
be less difficult.
如果你知道有时候碰到这个事物啊, 不是你的经验问题啊,
because sometimes when we encounter these things,
碰到你的性格,
regarding our personality,
这个性格一被挑起的时候,
when our personality feels attacked, then even the smallest matter becomes a source of great conflict.
像家庭生活, 夫妻两个人之间事情呢, 哎呀, 有时候那个, 不值几毛钱的事情, 吵得天翻地覆,
And so within family, we see that sometimes there will be a great argument over things worth a couple of cents.
越简单越好,
so the simpler, the better.
我的这个Sparks弟兄有一句很好的话,
the London brother, English brother, Brother Sparks has a very simple phrase.
不是高举任何人, 他的话是好的, 我们需要接受。
I'm not exalting any man, but his word was very good.
他说, things divided, Christ united.
Things divided, Christ united. So, younger brothers and sisters, remember this.
事物叫人分散,
things divide and cause division.
都与基督,
but in Christ, there is unity.
所以呢,在教会的生活,一方面要简单,
so, in church, and on matters of church, we need to be simple.
非常非常的重要, 我们要走向合一, 你必须要走向这个简单,
very important. So in order to be of oneness, there needs to be simplicity.
还有就是和睦很重要,
the other aspect is harmony.
在以弗所书第二章里面,
Ephesians chapter 2,
主为着要达到身体的合一,
that the Lord wants the unity of the body.
圣经讲说, 基督是我们的和睦,
so he said that Christ is our peace.
这个和睦就是平安, 就是安息。
So this peace, regards peace, it regards harmony.
基督徒要追求里面的这个安息。
We need to pursue this rest within ourselves.
这样讲,弟兄姊妹说,哎,这个道理我们现在就明白了,对吧?
Brothers and sisters may say, oh, we understand this point.
告诉你怎么来运用它,好吗?
So let's talk about how we act on this.
我们基督徒一蒙恩得救啊,
after Christians are saved by grace,
在一个变化的过程中,
we are in a process of transformation.
因为还没有变到完全,
and because our transformation is not yet complete,
不好看,
so we do not look that great.
看见我的弟兄, 看见我的姊妹现在这个样子不好看, 但是你要有一个, 认识说有一天他要变得好看。
So today I look at brothers and sisters and I say, they don't look that great, but then I know that one day they will look complete and perfect.
我来了,就大家都好看,
because when the Lord comes, everyone will look good.
我们是因为在这个过程的当中不好看,
because we don't look great because we're still in the middle of this process.
我可以告诉你,这件事对我来讲是非常大的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, this understanding this was a great help to me.
教会中保罗已经讲了,我们蒙恩得救的不是个个都是很有尊贵,
because you know that Paul told us that when we are saved, it's not because of anything of ourselves.
弟兄姊妹的有的性格好一点,有的性格不好,
sometimes there are better personalities and worse personalities.
你如果里面保持安息,
and so if you have this rest in yourself,
你看他这个不完全,
see someone who seems incomplete,
要知道主有一天要叫他完全的,
but you know one day the Lord will make this person complete.
我们常讲这个毛虫啊, 变成蝴蝶,
you often talk about a caterpillar becoming a butterfly.
哎, 它在变化的过程中是你看得不好看,
during the metamorphosis does not look great. One day it becomes beautiful. And so we need to look at brothers and sisters with spiritual sight. Only then can we have compassion towards each other. And then can we achieve this harmony. If today we focus solely on one's personality and we do not then what is the result?
他难过,你也难过,
that person won't feel good, you won't feel good.
你看别人不顺眼,你也难过,
don't look eye to eye with someone, you don't feel good. Hey, we are in the church. We need the mercy of God to achieve this oneness. If we can't be harmonious, how can we be one? So this is a very important matter. Brothers and sisters, simpler we live, the better. Achieve harmony for brothers and sisters. I know this is not easy. This is the instruction we ought to learn. That things divide. And when you follow after people, there's division. Some people follow one person, others another person, and there's division. Even gifts cause division sometimes. Gifts are a good thing. But gifts can cause division. Some people focus on evangelism, other people focus on healing and casting out demons. And one time I met a sister who said our church needs to cast out demons. Every day to heal and to cast out demons.
看他就一直强调这个，说你看人家那个那里那个一定赶鬼。
Every day she emphasized this and said, look at other places they are doing so.
很难合一。
Friends, sisters, it would be very hard to be one in that situation.
我们知道这个金金的灯台表现的这个合一。
So we know the seven golden lampstands represent harmony, oneness. There are many important spiritual principles in this. Third point, that this golden lampstand is very beautiful. But there are other spiritual principles behind this as well. The Old Testament said that this golden lampstand has three branches on one side and three branches on the other side.
对,它给我们看见的是平衡,是对称。
And so we see that it is balanced, it is symmetrical. Today, this is something that the church ought to pay attention to as well.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们在真理上需要平衡。
Need to be balanced in this truth.
教会历史啊,很多的这个偏离啊, 就是因为在真理上面呢,走极端。
Oftentimes, members of the churches go astray because there is no balance.
还有,恩赐上面也需要平衡。
There also needs to be balance in the gifts.
上面来讲呢,是相互之间的扶持。
It ought to support each other as a corporate body. And so if one person has a gift and another person has a gift, they ought to work together. Oftentimes in church, there is no balance. We often say that the preaching is the most important. Those who do other things, they're not as important.
在使徒们的心目中间呢，这个讲道跟做事啊，是同样重要的。
But if you look at the apostles, whether it's preaching or doing works, it's equally important.
中间一个弟兄，他教会里很会做事。
There was a brother who did a lot of things in the church.
但呢，就是不会讲道。
But he just didn't preach.
他在家里面整天遭他姊妹的这个责备。
And each day he received criticism from his partner.
他的姊妹啊，他的太太。
His wife.
整天说他你没出息，你只会做事不会讲道。
And every day his wife would say, "You're good for nothing. You don't preach." And so it made the brother lack self-confidence.
这是不平衡的。
But this is not right. This is an imbalance.
恩赐上面主粮给我们个人不一样的，相互之间是平衡的。
There needs to be a balance of the gifts that the Lord gives to us.
恩赐上平衡，人际之间的关系上面也要平衡。
Brothers and sisters, not only does there need to be a balance in the gifts, but there needs to be a balance in the relationships between brothers and sisters.
这很难学。
This is a very hard thing to learn. Because the hardest lesson is to learn how to cooperate with one another.
大人啊，这个有时候很难相处。后来我才发现了，这个 youth group 的 youth 们也很难相处啊。
I used to think it was a difficult thing for adults to dwell together, but then I realized even members of the youth group, it was very hard to interact with one another.
对，这个变成我们的功课，力求平衡。
So this became our lesson to learn how to achieve this balance.
对，这些都是今天我们教会应当注重。
So these are the things that our church needs to emphasize today.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
讲到教会需要圣灵的光照。
That the church needs the light of the Holy Spirit.
要圣灵的指引和教导。
You also need the instruction and discipline of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵像膏油一样的带领神的百姓。
Holy Spirit is like this oil leading the brothers and sisters.
那个带领是非常的细致，非常的周全的。
See that this leading is very specific and very comprehensive.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
天教会在地上要成为一个发亮、发光的灯。
The church needs to be the shining lampstand.
我们必须注意神用金金的灯台为我们所说的许多的真理和许多的原则。
Need to pay attention to the truths God gives us through these seven golden lampstands.
也许弟兄姊妹听起来觉得这个好像并不困难。
Brothers and sisters may think that this is not a difficult thing to achieve.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I need to tell you, brothers and sisters.
原则容易明白的。
Principles are easy to understand.
不难的。
It is difficult to live out.
所以在启示录一开头的时候
So in the beginning of Revelation,
神用了亚细亚的七个教会
God uses the seven churches of Asia.
神在这里警戒我们
To warn us.
神在这里激励我们
To encourage us.
用我们读一读二三章的亚细亚七个教会
You read of the seven churches in Asia in chapter 7
看见大部分都是失败的
We'll see that great majority has failed
有少数几个还可以
And there are some that are pretty well
但是也非常的软弱
But still full of weakness
当然这个今天给我们带来安慰
Today this should give us comfort
不按照前面的原则呢哎呦我们看神的要求这么高我们实在不容易做到
Because when we look at the principles, we see that God has this very high standard that seems impossible to achieve.
神说没错，是很难做到。你看亚细亚七个教会，你看一看。
And God says that this is difficult to achieve. Look at these seven churches.
他们满了失败和软弱。
They're full of failures and weakness.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我知道保罗在世的日子。
Know that when Paul was living,
亚细亚的众教会啊。已经那个时候的光彩已经失去很多了。
Paul is in this world. The condition of the church in Asia was already starting to wane.
提摩太后书一章十五节。
Read Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
保罗居然说，全亚细亚人都离弃我。
He said that all the members of brothers in Asia has left him.
那保罗在我们中间啊。
Today, if Paul is with us,
大家都欢迎他了，对不对啊？
Everybody will greet him, right?
这么好的一个神的仆人，
such a good servant of the Lord,
那么启示的一个人，
someone who has such great revelation,
那么爱主，那么受苦，
who love the Lord and suffer for the Lord. Yet all the brethren in Asia has left him. Very difficult to
explain.
When people read that, they think this is why would the brethren of Asia desert him?
Brothers
and sisters, do you know the reason? Of course, it is not Paul in the wrong. But it is that the condition of the churches in Asia have changed. They say, Paul, what you preach about the Lord is too absolute, we cannot follow you. Vision you speak of is too grand, we cannot achieve it. So they deserted Paul. So these churches in Asia were once very good. Yet now they have deserted Paul. But you see that there is a change in the condition of the churches in Asia. Today, brothers and sisters, church is under severe attack by the enemy. We need the grace and mercy of the Lord. Because God wants the church to be the seven golden lampstands. He wants them to shine forth this light. But the seven churches of Asia could not shine forth this light. Seems that only one or two churches can shine a little bit of light. But the others could not shine any light. We see how serious of a matter this is to us. And so if the church can operate under the principle of these golden lampstands, then this will be very pleasing to the Lord. Then times, the attacks from the enemy becomes harsher and harsher. Read Revelation, we will know. Church will go through a very terrifying time. Word of the Lord has already warned us. So let us take heed to the seven churches in Asia. Motivated. May know how to live in this dark and terrifying time. Stand firm. Also please the Lord's heart.
Brothers
and sisters, when we read about these seven churches, we will see one thing. How much the Lord loves His church. Even though the condition of the church today is not good, but the Lord does not desert His church. And each of these seven churches has their own weaknesses and failures. But you will see that God is not partial to any church. God is the same towards all the seven churches. We read some parts of scripture for the seven churches. There are certain things that all seven churches have. God loves His church. Brothers and sisters, thank God that He does not regret those who have
fallen.
As weak and as weak as we are, God still loves us.
But
let us draw near to His heart. Joy that we can seek to please Him. Let us receive joy in pleasing the Lord. There are some commonalities across these seven churches.
现在呢,我把这几个共同的点给弟兄姊妹们略略地解释一下。
So I will share on the things that are common across the seven churches.
第一个点告诉我们, 就是神写的这七封书信呢,是给教会的使者。
The first is that this letter is written to the angel of the church.
这个使者这个意思啊,意义很特别。
There's a very special meaning to this angel.
不是说这个使者呢,是一个人或者一个group,一个团体。
Some say that this angel refers either to an individual or a group.
不是指的一个人说,是指的一般人说的。
And it's not just a single person, but a group of people.
那么什么人可以做教会的使者呢?
So who can become the angel of the church?
但到了启示录时代,
See, when we get to Revelation,
他没有说这个教会写给教会的长老,执事,
He did not say the elders of the church or those in charge of the church.
他也没写给什么使徒,什么先知,什么传福音,咱没有这样讲。
And he did not say to the apostles or to the prophets or anything like that.
使者出来了。
But he says the angel.
大家都要注意。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we ought to pay attention to.
这就是说任何人都可能成为使者。
Because anyone can become an angel.
你只要符合这个条件,你可能就是使者。
As long as you meet the requirements, you could be this angel.
那么这个使者的条件是什么呢?
So then what is the characteristics of this angel?
哎呀,很简单。
Very simple.
他说呢,这些使者就是神右手所握住的七星。
Angel are the seven stars held in the right hand of the Lord. And so this is a very interesting thing.
那右手是什么意思呢?
What does the right hand mean?
我们知道在犹太人的习惯里面, 右边是最大的一边。
You know, in Jewish culture, the right hand is the greatest height.
在他们的传统里面, 右边是有权能的一边。
Right hand is a position of authority.
那么这很简单就告诉我们,
So this simply tells us,
今天在教会中,
Stay in a church.
要有人肯服在神大能的权底下,
that as long as one is submits to the authority of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹,我们要顺服主。
Brothers and sisters, we need to obey the Lord.
最好主最小的命令你都顺服他。
Obey even his smallest command.
在教会里面服权柄是很重要的一件事情。
And to submit to this authority is so important in the church.
在神大能的手下。
We are under the hand of the Lord. And no matter what condition, environment we are in today, we obey the Lord. But this is a very important reminder. Because in Ezekiel,
那里讲到耶和华的灵,中文圣经翻译耶和华的手。
There, the Spirit of the Lord, in Chinese translated, the hand of the Lord. And this is something that is very interesting.
As
the hand of God is the Spirit of God. And so today we need to submit under the hand of God. So the right hand side is the right hand.
昨天已经讲到了。
But yesterday I shared on this.
在基督徒的生活里面,
And in Christian life,
今天最重要的就是顺服里面的膏油。
Today we need to obey the anointing.
最直接的,
Because this is the most direct.
每个弟兄姊妹里面都有膏油的。
Because each of us has this anointing.
顺服啊, 这是很奇妙的功课。
Obedience is a very interesting lesson. And I'll share another real experience that I had. Yesterday I shared when I was younger how I would just litter and the Lord instructed me. So from that day forward, I never dared to just mindlessly toss away garbage again.
神还觉得不够。
But this was not enough for the Lord. So when I was 69,
到房里面去买点东西,
I went to the pharmacy to buy some things. And when I was walking on a small path, I saw that there was a banana peel on the ground. And I said to myself, I don't want to step on it, so I stepped over it. Then not even 10 steps more, all of a sudden a feeling came in my heart. Go turn around and pick up that banana peel. And so I stood there, I said, Lord, the banana peel, I didn't throw that there. I still need to pick it up. I didn't litter this time. Brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is very clear to me to go and pick up that banana peel. And I said, you know, this is not my banana, I should just walk away. But do you know that the instruction of the anointing is very strong? If I walk away, I will have no peace. And so I turned around and picked up that banana peel. I threw it in the garbage bin. But brothers and sisters, that experience from many years ago came back to my mind, and I was full of joy. Brothers and sisters, the incident was so small. God was testing whether I would obey. And obey 60 years ago. Can you still obey today? So dear brothers and sisters, live under the instruction of the anointing. Not simply just doing good things, but it is submitting under the hand of God. That even in the smallest matter, to have obedience. Hey, many Christians, we cannot enjoy a good spiritual life because we do not submit to the instruction of the anointing. Today, a lot of us have become Sunday Christians and who just go to church for one day, sing some hymns, and go home. There's no transformation at all in their lives. Is there any meaning to that Christian life? So I shared yesterday. True spiritual life. One that submits to the instruction of the anointing. True spiritual work. Obedient to that anointing. Hey, the Holy Spirit abides in each of us. This is the hand of God leading us onwards. Not overlook small matters. Lord says, if you are faithful in these small things, one day you will see these great, great things. So if we overlook these small matters, then it is a great loss to us. So he speaks of here the seven stars held in the Lord's right hand. You know that stars have meaning as well. Stars are heavenly. If we are willing to live a heavenly life, we don't let things of the world hold us down, then brothers and sisters, very possible we can become that angel. Oftentimes you are held down by the things of the world. Christian needs to live a heavenly life. And the stars emit light. So our lives should also shine on others.
The
And because we could see the stars from far away.
And
saw how the stars led the people from the east to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,你能发出点光,你能给别人一点指引。
Brothers and sisters, if we can shine a little bit of light, we can help lead others.
所以这个呢, 就是这里讲到这个使者他的条件。
So these are the requirements of the angel.
后后的日子,
so in the end times,
人都可以做使者,
anyone can become that angel.
要符合这个条件。
As long as you satisfy these requirements.
所以呢, 神把这个书信是写给这些使者,
and so these letters are written to these angels.
因为这些使者才能听,才能看懂神的信。
Because only these angels can understand what God is telling them.
非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
但为了时间的缘故必须往下讲了。
So for, due to the sake of time, I need to
report. 第二件事情是所有共七个教会都有的。
Second thing that is common across all seven churches,
主说我知道,
Lord says, I know.
还重要,
so important.
希伯来书里面告诉我们,
Hebrews tells us,
整个的万有在我们主耶稣基督的跟前都是赤露敞开的,
everything is laid out open before the Lord.
要明白一件事情,
Christians need to know one thing.
事情每样事神都知道,
everything about you, God knows.
隐藏不了的,
and you cannot hide from Him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
对于教会他更是这样,
but church, it is even more so.
这是什么情况? 主知道得清清楚楚的,
the exact condition of the church, the Lord knows completely.
当然,这一方面来讲,说明了主关心教会。
On one hand, it shows that the Lord cares about the church.
主看教会跟我们看教会不一样的,
the Lord views the church in a different way than we do.
非常的细心的,
Lord looks very specifically.
在教会中间, 无论大小事情, 主都知道,
whether big or small matters within the church, He knows.
另外一面来讲的话呢,
on the other hand,
当然你做错了, 他也知道,
made or wrong, He knows too.
知道,
knows the right.
现在, 我们的神绝对不会错,
know that our Lord is always right.
现在呢, 一方面叫我们敬畏神,
so on one hand, it tells us to be fearful of the Lord. Because if we know that our Lord knows everything, then we will fear Him.
我们失去敬畏,
sometimes when we lose that fear because we think nobody can will know. But other people might not know, but the Lord knows.
但是呢,另外一面来讲呢,
but the Lord also wants us to get comfort from this.
有的人劳苦暗中跟随主,侍奉主,主都知道。
Because there are people who work very heartily for the Lord behind the scenes, but the Lord knows. And the Lord remembers.
曾经碰见过有弟兄姊妹们埋怨说,我做了那么多都没有人知道。
I often come across my sisters who say, I have done so much and nobody seems to know. Sometimes at church, you will do a small thing and hope the entire church finds out.
他都跑来称赞你,哎呦,弟兄,你做得真好啊!
Want the brothers and sisters to come to us and say, you've done such a great job.
主会告诉你,
the Lord will tell you.
或者别人已经称赞过了,我就不再称赞你了。
The things, you have already received praise from men on this, so I will not praise you.
我们要得主的称赞, 对不对?
Want to receive the praise of the Lord, right?
所以你尽量在暗中做。
So do it in silence.
我们有些弟兄姊妹很好,他做了还不想让人知道。
There are some very good brothers and sisters who will do things and not let people know about it.
人不知道,主知道。
Man does not know, but the Lord knows.
在教会的生活中,我们要牢记这件事情。
So and when it comes to service, we need to remember this.
实在是爱他的教会。
Lord loves His church.
关心我们,无微不至的。
Cares about us. The third thing,
圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡有耳朵应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这提醒我们,
reminds us,
在这个时期的当中,
that during this time,
圣灵所说的话, 非常重要。
What the Spirit says is so important.
要知道, 神因为爱我们才说话。
know that God speaks to us because he loves us.
神不说话, 那我们就有祸了,
God doesn't speak, then we're in great trouble.
在劳以利的年间,
and during that time, Eli, during the time of Eli,
那么耶和华的言语稀少,
the word of the Lord is very sparse.
那神不要说话,
because God did not want to speak.
神心里面已经是厌恶了,
because there are so many things that have already occurred.
百姓就有祸了,
and that was great trouble for Israel.
旧约结束,
and at the conclusion of the Old Testament,
400年神没有说话,
400 years God did not speak.
那是地上最黑暗的时期,
that was the darkest time on earth.
现在圣灵还说话,
today the Spirit is speaking.
表示他爱我们,
shows that he loves us.
都给我们机会,
he needs to give us opportunity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
听见圣灵的话了吗?
Hey, have you heard the Spirit?
混乱黑暗的时代中,
dark and chaotic time,
我们的耳朵中间听见太多其他的声音,
our ears hear so many different things.
要避开这些难处,
but you need to avoid these troubles.
避开这些错误, 避开这些伤害,
avoid these wrongs, avoid these hurtful things. Listen to the Spirit.
兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
凡需要主的怜悯,
need the mercy of the Lord.
As
he who has an ear, let him hear.
外面的耳朵,
not regarding our external ear, this is our spiritual ear.
一个人只要一得救,
once you are saved,
生命中间是有知觉的,
there is a sense in that life.
听的, 有眼可看,
there's an ear that hears and an eye that sees.
在约翰一书一开头说，约翰就告诉我们。
So in the first John, it tells us,
要听见神的声音,
hear the voice of God.
要看见神的荣耀,
and to see the glory of the Lord.
妹们, 我们要打开我们里面的耳朵来听圣灵的声音。
We need to open up our inner ears to hear the Spirit.
今天你有主的生命,
today, if you have the life of the Lord, you have this ear to hear.
对,我觉得基督徒啊,有很多时候我们需要花一点安静的时间来到主的跟前。
I believe Christians need to spend some quiet time before the Lord.
但实在太忙了。
This time is so busy. And we know that this is the work of the enemy.
感谢主这几天,只有姊妹能够放下世界的工作,到这里来听主的话。
So thank the Lord that brothers and sisters can put down the things of the world and come to this place. To retreat from the world and to focus on the word of the Lord. Then it will be valuable to you. So our ears need to be circumcised. And so Stephen criticized the Jews. Says that your ears and your heart are not circumcised. And so they would read the scripture, but it was useless to them.
在这个时候,
so at this point, let's not overlook what the Spirit says. So important. Brothers and sisters,
这是求主施怜悯，叫我们的耳朵能听见神的声音。
Lord, have mercy on us that our ears will be able to hear.
在撒母耳记上告诉我们,
so it tells us in 1 Samuel,
让以色列人进入最黑暗的时期,
Israelites entered the darkest period.
那么神就兴起了撒母耳,
God raised up Samuel.
撒母耳最大的长处是什么呢?
What was Samuel's greatest characteristic?
训练他有个耳朵可以听见,
that he had an ear to hear the word of the Lord.
我们中文呢,把他的名字翻得很好啊。
So the Chinese translation of Samuel's name is really good.
撒母耳,一个耳朵的耳,
the ear in the phonetic word of Samuel.
今天我们看见教会里面需要更多这样的耳朵,撒母耳能听见神的声音。
So today we need to be like Samuel, to have this ear to hear.
我们知道你能听见神的声音,你就能传递神的话。
Because if you can hear the voice of the Lord, then you can share his word. So the ear of Samuel was very good.
天神的话听得非常的清楚。
heard the voice of the Lord very clearly. And so God accomplished everything that was spoken through Samuel. Because when God spoke, Samuel spoke. And the original meaning is very interesting. That God did not let a single word drop to the ground. And it's a shame for us. After we preach, a lot of these words seem to fall on the ground. But Samuel's word entered the hearts of people. And so after 20 years of Samuel's ministry, Israel turned back to the Lord.
And the 话有能力的,
there is great power in the word of the Lord.
神不是不说话,
today, it is not that the Lord does not speak.
整个宇宙都充满神的话,
because the entire universe is full of His voice. It is regarding whether we have the ear to hear.
我整个时代神的儿女都是耳聋的, 那就没办法。
If you are deaf, then there's nothing that can be done.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, this is a
great
Spirit says all these things to the seven churches.
要是神没有忘记他们,
this shows the Lord has not forgotten them. The Lord cares about them.
今天神还能对我们说话,
and so today, the Lord speaks to us because He loves us and He does not give up
on us. 把他放弃, 他就不讲话,
because if He gave up on us, He would not speak to us.
感谢神的恩典,
thank God for His
grace.
While we can still hear His voice today, we need to thank Him for His grace.
We
need to have a heart of gratitude.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, need the mercy of the Lord.
第四个重要的点,
fourth important point.
在所有的教会中都呼召得胜者,
the Lord addresses those who overcome.
在艰难,
because the time is difficult.
教会的光景越来越堕落,越黑暗,
the condition of churches are becoming more and more fallen.
这里请我们注意,
let us pay attention.
在教会中呼召得胜者,
God is calling to the overcomers in the church.
这说明什么意义呢?
What does this mean?
说明是我们为着教会追求得胜的经历,
means that we are overcoming for the sake of the church.
啊,今天有很多基督徒,他们也追求得胜的经历,他们只为了自己。
Today, many people pursue overcoming for personal aspects.
啊,这个不是不好,但是呢,
and it's not that this is a bad thing, but this is not what the Lord
desires.
Because when God sees the weakness of the church, may the Lord enliven our spirits, pursue this overcoming experience.
像以斯拉一样,
Ezra, like Ezra.
以斯拉呢,在被掳的70年间,把神的话语读得通通的。
Ezra, when he was a captive for 70 years, knew all of God's word.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
像尼西米一样, Nehemiah, 他们是那个时代中的得胜者,
they are the overcomers of their age.
弟兄姊妹,
so we need the grace of the Lord.
而且我们在今天这个混乱黑暗的这个乱流中间呢,
as we
看我的脚步,
to stand firm in this time period of great chaos.
我们不跟着整个潮流走,
do not walk according to the trends of the world.
我们不顺从这个外面的这些情况的影响,
we are not influenced by external things.
要经得起考验,
stand up against this test.
要经不起考验,
because if you cannot stand up against this test,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
怎么得胜呢?
How can you overcome? So brothers and sisters,
告诉让我们能站稳了脚步,
need the Lord to allow us to stand firm.
第二件重要的事情,
second important thing,
不向错误失败妥协的人,
for those who do not compromise,
错误,
against those that are wrong and failure.
我们眼见的事物是错误是失败的,
being in front of us is failure and weakness,
但是我们不妥协,
but I do not dare compromise.
这是对我们很重要的考验,
this is a very important a test for us. We need the grace of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord watch over us. This time of great wrong and failures, not compromise even a little, that we uphold the truth before the Lord. The third thing,
在不正常的光景中,
that in abnormal circumstances that man can still uphold the normal.
哎,你看见这个,这个也不正常,那个也不正常了。
See that this is not normal, that is not normal.
但是他们都不正常,我跟着不正常嘛。
Say, because they're not normal, I'll become abnormal as well.
不,弟兄姊妹们。
No, brothers and sisters.
在不正常的光景中,一切光景不正常,我们仍旧要活在神的跟前,过正常的生活。
In abnormal circumstances, we need to live a normal life before the Lord. This is regarding living in a church. So God calls out to the overcomers in the church. They, these overcomers, in the church, they can shine forth this light. And allows the church to shine forth a little light as well.
话告诉我们,
the word of the Lord tells us,
当主回来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
天地都充满神的荣耀,
all the entire earth will be full of His glory. And in the past, I did not understand.
到处看都是软弱的,
how can this world be filled with His glory? Everything, everywhere, there seems to be weakness.
Oh,
but no. But now I realize,
任何一个教会里面,
church,
都有爱主的人,
there are those who love the Lord.
大陆,
I went to mainland China.
我心里面很得鼓舞的激励,
I was very encouraged.
我就碰见很多爱主的弟兄姊妹,
because I come across many brothers who
love the Lord,
and they follow after the Lord.
外面的光景不行,
you know, the outward circumstances did not be great, but they had this heart that loved the Lord.
人就过正常的属灵生活,
they lived this normal spiritual life.
我到处都碰见,
and they encountered this everywhere.
到将来主回来的时候,
but one day when the Lord returns,
这些人是主的荣耀,
these people will be the glory of the Lord.
遍地都有,
filled on earth.
我们在一片荒凉黑暗的时代中,
today we live in this, this time of the great discord.
让我们能守住一个正常的光景跟随主。
So let us uphold this normal life before the Lord. And in the New Testament, there are two books that speak of this.
哥林多前书,
1 Corinthians
告诉我们一个不正常的教会,
shows us an abnormal church.
哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians
告诉我们一个正常的工人,
tells us of a normal worker.
兄姊妹们, 保罗在这一片不正常的光景中, 他仍旧传递神的话,
even in the midst of this abnormality, that the normal person can lead God's people.
因为我们知道主所以向七个教会说一样的话,
so today we see the Lord says these common things to the churches,
说明主没有放弃任何人,
to show that the Lord did not give up on anyone.
望有些人能听见神的声音,
Lord hopes that there will be those who hear His voice. They would submit to His authority. That there will be those who follow after the Spirit. I'm an overcomer in the church. So brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord. Know that the Lord wants the church to be a golden lampstand. Principle is very clear. And we understand the meaning. This is a great test within the church.
仇敌用,
because the enemy uses the harshest things to attack the church. This environment, can we stand firm? so that the churches in many places can shine light. What the Lord desires from the church today. Lord gives us a strong desire. While we do not have many days, we can say to the Lord, Lord, your mercy come on me. And let me not disappoint you. So let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, indeed, we thank you for our whole hearts.
虽然你的要求是这样的高,
even though your requirement is so high,
而地上的教会又是这样的软弱,
though the church on earth is so weak,
但是你的选召没有后悔,
not regret your calling.
哇，你也不放弃任何一个人,
do not give up on any single person.
感谢你, 你还没有回来, 还给我们机会。
Thank you that you have not returned yet and you give us opportunity. Let us rely on grace to stand firm. Answer your calling. Rise up and overcome. So in this abnormal environment, let us live a normal life. Let us not compromise to any sort of wrong.
能够度过这段的日子,
lead us through this period,
使我们各地的聚会,
that the church in different places,
一般爱主的圣徒,
because of the saints that love the Lord,
发出亮光,
be able to shine,
看见耶稣基督的宝贵,
be the preciousness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
把这些话交在你的恩手中,
Lord, lift up your word to your hand. And you bring us into this truth through the Spirit of truth. Give you all of our worship. Thank you. May you hear our prayer. Pray this in the precious name of our Lord.
Amen. Amen.